Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
You can't sit around and question, God, are you really in this? Or God, is it really your will? No, you have to come to the place where you say, Lord, I believe, I accept your word. And there's two keys here that we're going to, that you need to see as we look at these scriptures that will release the Lord to work with you. Number one, the name of Jesus. Number two, the word of God. See, you've got to believe in the name of Jesus and the authority that's in that name. And then you've got to believe and act upon the word of God. And you've got to do that word in the name of Jesus. In fact, in Colossians 3:17, the Bible says this, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father through him. In other words, I need to do this in the name of Jesus. I need to speak the word. I need to pray. I need to believe. I need to do all things under the authority and under the direction of the Lordship of Jesus in his name. In other words, I'm coming under his covering, under his authority, and it's not by my might nor power, but it's under his authority because he's delegated that authority to me, and that authority is released when I do it in his name, when I act in his stead, when I do what he wants me to do. Praise God. Amen. Finally, let's look over here in Matthew chapter 16. Hallelujah. Don't know if I've helped you, but I'm preaching me happy. Amen. I'm enjoying this and I'm excited about when we get together again. Praise God. But until then, let's just feast on this word. In Matthew chapter 16, once again, I'm really trying to tie in on the importance of this mind being in you. Changing your mind. Seeing yourself under the authority of the Lord Jesus. Seeing yourself with the privilege of operating in his authority. The privilege of using his name. The privilege of using his word. The privilege of being a co-laborer, a co-worker, a fellow worker with Christ. Amen? And that he is exercising his lordship through you, the believer, to get his gospel out, to change people's lives, and to release his kingdom into this world. Praise God. In Matthew chapter 16, the Lord, we'll read down, but in verses 13 and 14, Jesus comes to the disciples. He says, hey, who's everybody saying that I am? And you know, if you go out and ask people's opinions, is it the Lord's will to heal? Is it the Lord's will to deliver? Is it the Lord's will to meet your need? Da-da. You'll get all kinds of crazy answers. Some of them will just sound good. Some of them will just be crazy. Amen? Because you can't get the revelation of what the Lord is and what he wants to do in your life by just getting opinions from everybody around you. Amen? I'll show it to you. In verse, you go ahead and pick it up here in verse 15. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Because, see, it's not really that important. It is, important to hear what people's opinions are. But that is not what's going to put you over. It's not what other people say about Jesus is going to make you a success. It's what do you say about Jesus? What do you believe about Jesus? What are you going to do about Jesus? Amen? See, the Lord, he wants us to know him personally. He wants us to bring this into a personal. I thank God we are the church, but I am a believer. Amen. And Jesus is my Lord. And his word works in my life. And I am righteous in Christ. And I am a part of his work. And he does his works through me. That has to be a mindset that, yes, we're all living stones. We all need each other. And we work together. But at the same time, we can't just work as a group and get it done. We all individually still must believe something. And that is we have to believe on his lordship, the authority of his name, the authority of his word. Amen. We have to have a personal revelation of Jesus in our life. So the Lord looks at him and says, but who do you say that I am? And all of a sudden, the Apostle Peter just jumps up and says, Simon Peter answered, said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Man, hallelujah. I mean, he just jumps up and speaks it out. You are the Christ, the anointed one. You're the Son of God. You're God incarnate. You're Emmanuel. You've come to this earth as Lord. And he just speaks it out, praise God. And you know, in the next verse, it's amazing. In verse 17, it says, and Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Notice that? He says, look what he said, goes on and says. He says, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter. You know, a lot of times people stop, you know, right here, and they think that Jesus is going to call Peter the rock, and he's going to build his church on Peter, and that's not what he's talking about, folks. See, Peter just said, you're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God. Jesus has just acknowledged that Peter knows him personally, and now he turns to Peter and says, Peter, you didn't get this because of everybody's opinion. You didn't get this because you heard this one saying or that one saying, but my Father who is in heaven revealed this to you. You got it by revelation. You see, this authority doesn't work just because you read about it or somebody else knows it or something else. You know, I was on an airplane one time. I was flying to Tulsa going to a meeting out at Rhema. And I usually, when I'm flying, I'll take books with me. So I had Brother Hagin's book on the authority of the believer. And I was getting ready to read through that book, you know, that way I can just kind of block out everything and take advantage of my time sitting there. And so I read the first part, and the first part of his book, he says, I encourage you to read the first three chapters of Ephesians, especially the first and the third, the prayers that are in the first and third chapters. And he says, I prayed these prayers over myself thousands of times, and the revelation began to come into me of the authority that I have as a believer. And I'd got down to that, and I'm getting ready to go over into his teaching. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just speaks up on the inside of me and says, do you think that you can have what Brother Hagin had without doing what Brother Hagin did? And I said, what? Lord, say that again. And so the Lord spoke again. He says, do you think that you can have what Brother Hagin had without doing what Brother Hagin did? And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, I don't know if I want to answer this. And so I kind of remember the prophet in the old, whenever God spoke to him, he said, the prophet answered and said, Lord, thou knowest. So I said, Lord, thou knowest. I said, what, Lord? He says, no, you can't, son. He said, this book is an instruction book on how Brother Hagin learned the authority and how he learned how to do the things. He said, but he still had to dig it out for himself. He said, you cannot just have the authority just because you read it that somebody else had it. He said, you have to dig it out and make it real in your own life. You have to do what he did. That means you're going to have to pray, meditate on this word, hear the word, and let it jump into your heart. And he says, when it gets into your heart, it'll work for you just like it worked for him. He said, most of my children get it in their head, but never in their heart. He said, you've got to renew your mind to think like me, which will then get that word down in your heart. When it becomes a revelation out of your heart, given to you by the Spirit of God, then you'll begin to walk in the blessing of that revelation. Amen? And that's what the Lord is saying to Peter. And he says this, and upon this rock I will build my church. What's the rock he's going to build his church on? The revelation knowledge of his lordship. Hallelujah. That's how you got saved. You got revelation that Jesus is Lord. You know, I didn't get saved till I got the revelation that Jesus is truly the Lord. He's the Son of God. And that there's a heaven and there's a hell and that there's a kingdom of God. That revelation jumped in and I realized I needed to make Jesus my Lord. And you see, then once I got in the Word, healing became a revelation. And then prosperity became a revelation. And then victory over the enemy became. You know, just as you get in the Word, it becomes a revelation to you and it begins to work. And he goes on and he says this, I will build my church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. The Amplified says, shall not overpower it or be strong to its detriment or hold out against it, praise God. In other words, all hell will surrender when we get the revelation of Jesus as Lord and we begin to work with him. And his church will rise up in victory. And he goes on and he finally says here in verse 19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Once again, the Lord brings it right back to us. We have to do the works. James chapter 1 said, but be doers of the word, not just hearers only, lest you deceive yourself. Amen? And so we can't just hear the word. We can't just go on the opinions of others. We can't just say that was a great thing. No, it's time for us as believers to get in the word and know the Lord and the Lord know us. And then the Lord, as we know him and walk with him, the Lord will open up to us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. See, you and I have keys, but the most of us have just left them in our pocket because we didn't know what they were, didn't know how to use them. But you know what you need to do? You need to draw out the keys of the kingdom of God, the authority of the believer, the name of Jesus, the word of God, the armor of God, the power of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We need to get all these different keys, praise God, and get a revelation on how to use them and then rise up. Because the Lord said, whatever we bind on earth, he'll bind in heaven. What's that mean? Heaven will hook up with us on earth if we'll step out in faith and use our authority as a believer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if you lose something, in other words, you begin to call in blessing, heaven will get involved and help you. In other words, I'm standing there and the enemy is roaring at me, but I got heaven standing right here behind me. Amen. I've got the Lord standing right here with me. And I need to have that revelation. If you don't get that revelation, you'll constantly be on the run, running away from problems, running away from things. But the moment you get the revelation of who you are in Christ and the authority that you have in Jesus and the Word of God, and that God has given you the keys, and He's waiting on you to bind something so He can help you. He's waiting on you to lose something so He can help you. Because the Lord exercises His headship through us, the church. So tonight, what are you going? What are you waiting on? What are you believing God for? See, don't be a doubter. If you doubt, you won't get it. But if you believe, all things are possible to those who believe. Now, somebody says, "Well, but Brother Darrell, I don't have a full believing. My believing is this small." Remember, when the man came to Jesus and he said, "Lord, if you can do anything, help me." And Jesus turned to him and said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. You know what the answer of the man was? Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. You know what he's saying? Lord, I'm going to use everything I've got right now, and I'm going to ask you to make up the difference. And I'm going to tell you right now, your miracle is waiting on you right now to use what you got and ask God to make up the difference. And I'm going to pray with you right now. What are you needing the Lord to do? You need to bind the devil away from that and loose the power of God to work for you. And you need to be honest and say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I'm going to do as much as I know to do, and I'm going to put the rest in your hands and trust you. Because, see, greater is He. He's the greater one, not us. Amen? And so we're going to trust Him to work with us. So right now, release your faith. Let's believe God together. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every person right now. And Lord Jesus, you gave us as believers authority. I pray, first of all, Lord, that should there be any that don't know you, the Lord, in this very moment, they'll call out upon your name and accept salvation in their heart. If that's you, just say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord. I give my life to you. Amen. If you've been out there and you've been falling away, just say, Lord, I receive your grace and ask you to forgive me. And I receive forgiveness now in Jesus' name. And then rise up and say, Lord, I'm a believer. And Father God, right now we thank you. We use the keys of the kingdom, Lord Jesus, in your name. We bind the enemy and we loose the victory. And Lord, I thank you for miracles, healings, deliverance, provision, breakthroughs. We loose them now and we come in agreement and call it so in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Now lift up your hands and praise the Lord and just get in the Word. Stand your ground. Act like a believer. Walk in your authority. Get in church on Sunday. Praise God. And let's begin to turn this thing around and release the power of God's kingdom and release revival upon the land. And let's do the works of the Lord. Let's be representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's go make disciples out of all that are around us. Praise God. And let the Lord be glorified in our lives. Until next time. I'm Pastor Huffman, praying for you that God's very best will be yours.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darrellhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Darrell Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Darrell Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darrellhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Darrell Huffman.